you've suffered tragedies in your life. Others have as well. I feel some freedom to ask you about Rebecca and her husband, Marshall Nash, and how they were killed in 1977 in that plane crash.
Yes.
How did you handle that?
We were driving over to tell the children that their dad and mother were not coming home from Colorado.
And the children of Rebecca and Marshall, right.
Yes. Right. And it was a hard experience for Evelyn and me. We were crushed. And on the way over, I heard God's voice. I know something about this that you don't know. And I asked Evelyn the next Sunday, would she get up on TV with me and let us tell people exactly how we felt? And you could tell how we felt by watching us. And she said, I can't do it. And I said, well, I'll do it alone. And that changed her. So she was with me, and we got up on TV, and we told exactly how everything happened. I was always open to the people, and I told it. And we had the largest TV audience we had ever had. It had 5 million people by the rating agencies. It was a crushing experience for the three children. Bill Nash took them at my request because I knew that we older people were not in their generation. They wanted to come with me, but Bill and Ed Earl were young. So that was a crushing blow until the next one, when my son took his life.
And you're talking about Ronnie.
Yes.
And he was born in 43, and he went to Stanford. Maybe became confused about his faith when he was in Stanford.
He was. And I went out there and restored him twice. And the psychiatrist had him. And I didn't know they had so much power. And I treaded very carefully about my son. I talked to this woman to release him in my hands. I was his father. And she refused. And I just kept holding on until she did. And I brought him back to Tulsa and put him in rehab because he was drug addicted.
Wasn't it prescription drugs that he was addicted to?
No, it was just
street drugs?
Regular drugs.
Cocaine and
whatever
drugs were on the
street. Whatever they were.
Okay.
And I thought he was cured from the rehab, but he wasn't. He finally was on his Ph.D. at USC in Los Angeles and was just a few weeks away from getting his Ph.D. And he got a hold of some kind of drugs. He divorced his wife and rented a place and came out to see me to borrow money. And I had some money in my wallet, and I gave him every dollar of it. And I said, this is the last money you'll ever get because my money was not given to me to support drugs. I cannot give you any more money. And he took it and left and saw that the jig was up and went out and shot himself.
You're in communication with God, and here's Rebecca and her husband are taken, and here's Ronnie.
You remember the pastor of the First Presbyterian Church, Dr. He called me. Dr. Hagin called me. Other pastors called me, and he gave me scriptures, and we prayed, and we got over it. It took some hard time to get over it, but I never gave up.
So here you have a plane crash and you have a suicide, and a lot of people, when things happen in their lives, tend to blame God or that God did this to them. Did you ever have those feelings?
Jake Jones wrote an editorial about Oral Roberts and his son that killed himself. He was questioning my faith. He jumped on me for it.
That would have been Jake Jones, the publisher of the Tulsa Tribune.
That's right. He wrote a very bad editorial, but I said to myself, that's the way he sees it. He's got to be true to what he sees, not what I see. And so I got over it.
But you didn't have this blaming God or woe is me for what God did to me.
I never blamed God for anything in my whole life.